How do I look? Is my hat straight?
Stop fussing, dear. You're getting flushed.
If only I had a mirror.
Stand still now. Let me take a look at you. You're a picture, Mary. A perfect picture.
Whoa there. Easy now. Easy. Morning, ladies.
Good morning. Morning.
Come on then, Gov. Mustn't keep the bride waiting. What's going on in there? Nothing to get worried about, you know, Gov. No worse than having a tooth out.
Hey, what's happened?
What is it, Gabby?
Blimey. Well, who'd believe that?
A Case of Identity by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Peter Mackey. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Ralph Bates as James Windibank and Susanna Corbett as Mary Sutherland. A Case of Identity.
It had been a particularly trying day for me. Up half the night with a most distressing case of splenic fever, followed by an endless stream of petty complaints that stretched my morning rounds well into late afternoon. It was with some relief, therefore, that I found Holmes Inn when I called at his Baker Street lodgings, and an even greater relief to sit in front of a cheerful fire and discuss the world in general and crime in particular. That, of course, is when the argument started.
My dear fellow, life is infinitely stranger than anything which the mind of man could invent.
I'm not so sure you are right there, Holmes. Why, you've only to look in the newspaper.
To what purpose?
To find reports which more often than not are just as predictable as the plots devised by any number of writers of crude fiction.
You think so?
I'm sure of it.
If that were to be the case, which it most certainly is not, it would be because we do not dare to conceive the things which are really mere commonplace of existence.
Oh, come now, you'll have to do better than that.
If we could fly out of that window hand in hand, hover over this great city, gently remove the roofs and peer in at the queer things which are going on, the strange coincidences, the plannings, the cross purposes, the wonderful chain of events working through generations and leading to the most outre results, it would make all fiction with its foreseen conclusions most stale and unprofitable.
Well, there may be some grain of truth in what you suggest, and yet I'm not convinced of it. You see, in your position of unofficial advisor, as a helper, throughout three continents, I might add, to everybody who was absolutely puzzled, you were brought into contact with all that is strange and bizarre, whereas I... Yeah, but here, let us put this to a practical test. Today's newspaper, first heading we come to. What do you say?
Pray proceed.
Very well. Let's see now. There you are. A husband's cruelty to his wife. Half a column of print, but I know already that it is all perfectly familiar. The other woman, the drink, the push, the blow, the bruise, the sympathetic sister. Ah, what did I tell you, Holmes?
Your example is an unfortunate one for your argument, Watson.
Huh?
This is the Dundas separation case, and, as it happens, I was engaged in clearing up some small points in connection with it. The husband was a teetotaler.
Hmm?
There was no other woman, and the conduct complained of was that he drifted into the habit of winding up every meal by taking out his false teeth and hurling them at his wife, which, you will allow, is not an action likely to occur to the imagination of the average storyteller.
No, possibly not.
Take a pinch of snuff, Doctor, and acknowledge that I've scored over you and your example.
Thank you. It's a handsome-looking box, Holmes. A little too rich for your taste, I would have thought.
A little souvenir from the King of Bohemia in return for my assistance in the case of the Irene Adler papers.
And the ring?
From the reigning family of Holland, though the matter in which I served them was of such delicacy that I cannot confide it even to you. Now, time to draw the blinds, I think.
Oh, that should like...
You stay by the fire, Watson. Anything on hand just now?
Some 10 or 12. They are important, you understand, without being interesting. In these cases, save for one,